President Trump says he's going to be indicted and arrested tomorrow. We do not encourage anybody to be in the streets protesting, despite President Trump's pleas. We'll tell you why coming up. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We've been talking a lot about 5G on this program recently. It's being quietly put up all over the country. Basically, zero research has been done on whether any of it is safe. Beverly Rubick has a PhD in biophysics from UC Berkeley and has taught at a variety of schools across America over the past few decades. Presently, Dr. Rubick is president and senior scientist at the Institute for Frontier Science in Emeryville, California. Dr. Rubick is very qualified. She's published more than 90 scientific articles and book chapters. She's an expert on the effects that electromagnetic fields can have on the human body. Specifically, that means she knows what cell phones and Wi-Fi and 5G can do to the body. Well, Dr. Rubick argues, based on her own studies, that 5G can disrupt the tissue structures of the body, including the blood-brain barrier, potentially allowing chemical toxins to enter the brain. We, of course, want to know a whole lot more about that. To that end, Dr. Rubick joins us now. Thank you so much for making the time to be here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So this is very concerning. Obviously, very quietly, these 5G towers are being put up all over the place. They started to appear when we were all tyrannically locked down for this COVID-19 bioweapon introduction. What is happening with this 5G, according to your studies, Dr. Rubick?
Well, first of all, we have to consider that there are no safety standards worldwide. We only have guidelines, and every country has different guidelines. And the guidelines in the US and Canada are among the highest exposures permitted, which is just below the tissue heating limit. So it's in what we call the subthermal range, but there are biological effects that are quite deleterious in this subthermal range, including oxidative stress and changes in cell membranes, which produces a slew of changes from damage to DNA to problems with the nervous system, concentration, etc., to reproductive harm. There's really a lot of biological changes, and a literature that's thousands of articles that have been done by scientists worldwide. But what we don't know is specifically what happens with 5G real world devices, because they've never been studied. And especially the combination of all of these devices, because generally in lab experiments, scientists study a single frequency or a single device like a cell phone. But when we're exposed to a plethora of wireless devices in our environment, which 5G will bring us if it moves forward as planned, that means that we really are in the dark in terms of what are the biological effects of all these devices that literally terraform planet Earth into an electromagnetically different environment than life evolved in. So there's a lot of questions that remain, but we can say this, that from the literature that we have, it's not so safe. And we need to be very concerned that there was no environmental review of 5G, and yet it's being installed worldwide.
Nobody had a vote on this. Nobody was asked about this. There was no studies that were done on the long-term or short-term effects of this 5G technology. If it's damaging, and you know that based on your own studies, wouldn't the architects of this technology have an idea that this is not good for human beings?
Well, again, in the United States, we only consider this thermal limit. In other words, they strap a cell phone around this mannequin with salt water in its head, and they put a thermometer in there, and they say, nothing is heating up, therefore it's okay. But that's a very antiquated standard that was developed back in 1996. And since then, it's been 27 years, there's a lot more research that shows non-thermal effects, which again, some other countries pay attention to, but not the US and not Canada. So this is problematic that we don't have a worldwide agreed upon safety standard.
You mentioned the studies that were done, a mannequin, salt water in the head, never heated up 27 years ago. You've done your own studies on this. What did those look like?
Well, I did some studies back in 2014 on a 4G LTE smartphone with humans who came to my laboratory, fasted and refraining from wireless for 4 hours. And so I looked at their blood under the microscope, under a dark field microscope. Initially, I saw healthy blood with red blood cells freely swimming around, or actually just not motile, but free and clean plasma. And lo and behold, after wearing a 4G smartphone in a backpack for just 45 minutes. The phone was turned on, but never touched by these people, never used. It was in readiness mode, ready to receive a call or a text, but it didn't. And I looked at the blood 45 minutes later, and lo and behold, the red blood cells were quite stuck together. In other words, they became sticky, stuck together in rolls that we call rouleau, a French word meaning rolls. It's sort of like looking at a roll of coins on edge, and in large aggregates. And this means that peripheral blood circulation is compromised. And of course, that is about 85% of your blood circulation to all of your major organs, which would not be getting oxygen or exchanging gases or carbon dioxide. So I was very concerned about this. And I've also tried it more recently with a 5G phone. I've seen the same effect, although it happens even sooner because as the phone generations have moved up to 5G, they're actually emitting more radiation.
And was this consistent? I mean, is this what the blood looked like across the board with your test or study subjects?
9 out of 10 showed these changes, and especially people 50 years old and up, they were especially showing these adverse health changes in the blood.
And the only thing that changed environmentally was the introduction of these devices.
Yes, it was a controlled experiment. I produced the cell phone, and they wore a backpack and sat and were just reading a magazine, and then got another blood test later on. So it was clear to me that, and I can reproduce that effect in virtually everyone who comes to my laboratory today with a 5G phone. But even shorter time periods, some people react as short as 10 minutes to the cell phone radiation and show these adverse health changes in the blood.
Did you publish the parameters of your study so that others could replicate it?
Yes, I did. And they can find that paper on my website, brubick.com/publications. It was published in the Weston A. Price Foundation journal, Wise Traditions.
How concerned should people be about this? I mean, with their children, with their cell phones, how do we get away from all of this, Dr. Rubick?
Well, we have to be concerned. And people are very unconscious about their cell phones. I even tell people who come to see me, if you're going to, you know, take a look at your blood today, make sure you don't expose yourself to wireless. And yet they're unconsciously storing the cell phone in their front pocket of the pants, in their shirt pocket, right near the heart, in their sports bras. We see it everywhere. People have so many wireless devices that they're not aware of that are emitters that may be producing this sort of change. But there are more changes. This is just one that is quite visible in the blood. There are many unseen changes, oxidative stress and moving toward inflammation, which, of course, is at the root of all chronic diseases. So we have to be concerned. And yet people aren't. And the worst thing is they give cell phones to children whose brains are still developing and who have a very thin skull. And that radiation can penetrate almost the entire brain of a youngster. And developing brains, we know, are the most sensitive to any kind of radiation and can cause damage during development.
So you speak about the cell phone itself. Environmentally, if somebody stays away from their cell phone, if they shut it off at nighttime, if they're not sleeping next to it, if they keep it away from them, what about just out in the public? We're driving around. These 5G towers are virtually everywhere now. I mean, you can see them being erected all over the place on every street corner in every major city and out into the suburbs. Even in the country, sometimes you see these things going up on windmills and going up on water towers, being camouflaged and painted like trees and put on pieces of wood all over the place. So when we're out there just in the wild, if you will, do we have to be worried or concerned about the radiation that we're getting then?
Especially if we can see a cell phone tower or antenna, but often they're shrouded, like, as you said, in a tree, in the corners of buildings. They're carefully camouflaged with shrouds on them. You don't really know what's 4G, what's 5G. And sadly, we don't have a meter that measures anything over 8 gigahertz that's for the people. There's very expensive devices that are used by the military to measure these frequencies up there in the radar range. But so far, there's no consumer product where we can really assess what are we being exposed to. So we're in the dark.
Are you concerned that this could be used by our government as a weapon?
Well, Dr. Barry Trower seems to think so, and he's an expert on microwave weapons. I'm an academic scientist, and I cannot read those databases that were classified, but I can tell you that I'm very concerned about health effects. And microwave radiation is a well-known and well-accepted electromagnetic stressor. And that's a powerful stressor. It's like chemicals in the environment, electromagnetism in the environment that's unnatural and that life didn't evolve with, is something we all have to worry about because we're all at risk. And we know that these kinds of stressors can lead to inflammation in the body, and that is one of the risk factors for chronic degenerative disease, from cancer to autoimmune disease to stroke and heart attack. So all of us are at risk.
Well, I only have about a minute left here, but I'd like to ask you, because obviously our viewers and listeners are going to want to know, what safety measures can people take to try to help to minimize some of the effects that this radiation is having on our body?
Well, we have control over that which is in our environment, and yet most people are very unconscious, so they need to be proactive and use wires whenever possible, because wires are safe, whether it's fiber optics to the premises, which will bring you 5G into your home, or whether it's the old DSL Ethernet, and moving back to landlines that have cords. All these things are important, and
there's a lot of our viewers who probably have never actually seen in person a phone that has a cord on it. We have a younger and growing audience, of course. I still remember them. I remember the rotary phones, for crying out loud, and I'm sure that you remember a lot more than that. And then also, there's no app that's worth killing your kid or harming your child over. So if you've given them a cell phone, please take it away. If you haven't and you're considering it, please wait. Don't give them that. And if you're wearing these AirPods, I see people all the time. I'll walk right up to them in the airport, for example. You know that you're frying your brain right now. I mean, it can't be good for all of this stuff to be going back and forth through your brain pinned into your ears. So try to get back to cords and wires and away from wireless. If you can, control your environment. Dr. Rubik, thank you so much for your hard work and for your study and for being here and making the time for us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. And all of this, by the way, being funded by guess whom? You. It's theft. Criminal taxation, unilaterally just sending your money to build these 5G poisonous weapons. Hundreds of billions of dollars being sent over to Ukraine to fund a proxy war that you did not have a vote in. By the way, Congress didn't declare war either. What the hell are we even doing there? Doesn't matter. Nope, just take the money. Inflation, you need a hedge to protect against that. Yeah, so get gold, physical gold and silver. Call my great friends over at GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Plus, if you mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000 in free silver, up to 10 grand in free silver when you mention Stu Peters. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Being self-sufficient and preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land, be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com.